listen to the Dr. Tullia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Tullia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your...
And I went to the doctor today. Looks like, I mean, overnight, I was on air, and yesterday I thought I was doing okay, and then, you know, Scott said, if you take a look at, you listen to your show, you got worse over the last 3 hours. So, yeah, I went to the doctor, and I have sinusitis, bronchitis, tonsillitis, and if I play my cards right, I'm working on a rectal fissure. So I'm pretty excited about that. But I didn't want to play hooky. There's so much stuff we need to talk about. If you guys could put up with my voice, we'll get some really good information in, and then I'll play hooky a little later in my shift, get some rest. We finally got the water heater going on, so I got, you know, heat. You know, it's interesting. I get emails from some of you saying, Doctor, you're like the only host that goes that deep into what's going on with you personally. And they actually meant it in a good way, because I apologize all the time. You know, I know many of you guys, you get to listen to Rush, you get to listen to Alex Jones, you get to listen to Jason Lewis, you know. And it just, you know, the hardcore facts of what you need to know. You know, but I think it helps getting that personal side. I mean, the reason why I'm doing radio as a physician isn't to quote the New England Journal of Medicine and to sound all cerebral and talk about you know, all the latest studies in a very stoic manner. It's to invite listeners to open up about things that are going on with themselves and know, well, you know what, if Dr. Dahlia is going through this, right, then, you know, maybe it ain't all that bad. You know, I got my colonoscopy. I had to go through mammograms. I had to go through biopsies. I had to go through scares. And I really think that helps. Some of my best doctors were ones that opened up about issues that they went through, too. And I know some of you are like, oh, that's because you're a girl. Girls are all, you know, lovey-dovey, and they talk. I don't know. I think it helps men, too. I can't tell you how many times, you know, men will say, I don't know why I'm going through this. This is, you know, I have erectile dysfunction. I'm only 35. You know, when I tell them, well, you're not the only one. No, I don't have it. But, you know, when you kind of let people know that they aren't the only ones going through this because they're the fifth patient you saw that day that had that problem or et cetera, I think it really helps. I think a lot of us are really embarrassed about what goes on, and we don't want to bring it up because we're scared. We think something's wrong with us. And then when you know that, you know, you're one of millions, I think it makes you feel better. And it's not the misery seeks company aspect of it. It's the, you know, anti-isolationist idea of it. You don't want to feel isolated. You don't want to feel alone. And it really helps to know that, you know, you have something that somebody else has. I mean, we probably had about 10 people today with tonsillitis. I felt better. Not because they're suffering like I am, but I'm like, all right, so it's not throat cancer. Okay, remember, you know, we doctors, we still think of zebras as opposed to horses. And so I felt better going, all right, there's something going on. So anyways, I'm going to have to clean off my mic so I don't make myself sick again. Okay, so we have a lot to talk about. A lot of you also have called. We're going to try to get to all your calls. I got to tell you, some of my favorite calls are coming from my truckers. We're still having on some of the calls coming in a little bit of interference and some quality issues. So if I don't play your call, it's not because I disliked what you had to say. I think I agree with all my truckers, to be honest, and I love the horn sound, but I got to tell you, a couple of you called. Again, we couldn't use your call, and I would have loved to. And, you know, sometimes it happens. Sometimes I'll call my husband, and he'll claim that he didn't hear anything because it was all fuzzy. Now, yeah, I could be lying, but, you know, we go with it. Okay, some updates on Jesse Jackson Jr. We'll talk about some updates on the new health care reform provision that went into effect last week with women getting free birth control and free gynecological exams, and how many women are upset because they're not getting their exams. We'll tell you why. A little bit more news on Jared Loughner, who was involved in the Tucson shootings. A little bit more information on the psychiatrist with the Colorado shooting suspect, James Holmes. It's hard to keep all of these hard to keep all of these straight. And again, I apologize about my voice. Just, you know, pretend it's kind of a sexy thing. It's kind of like a deep, deep, sexy voice. All right, just go with it. I just don't know what's going on with this world. It looks like Las Vegas, I live in Las Vegas, so all over the news, they were talking about how police were chasing a car that appeared to be driving itself. and it was a Nissan Maxima that kind of ran a red light near Martin Luther King and Lakeview Boulevard. Didn't look like anyone was in the driver's seat. When the vehicle jumped a median, veered into a landscape area near a church, hit another vehicle that eventually stopped, officers found a man with multiple gunshot wounds slouched in the seat. He was pronounced dead, of course, at the scene. His foot was on the accelerator. I got to tell you, it's almost like these are very bad movies going on in each of these cities. Is that crazy? All right, so who murdered this guy? Why was he in a car? But I got to tell you something. You know, we talk about driving and driving safety, and I know some of you giggle and you think it's boring, and you know, but think about it. You know, I was always taught when I was driving that I wouldn't be the cause of the accident. It's somebody else. You have all these little metal beings around you. For those of you kind of into video games, right? You got all these metal things around you, and something goes wrong, and that could be your demise. So I'm not saying assume someone's going to run a red light and be slouched over in his car with gunshot wounds. That doesn't happen every day. But God forbid you were one of these people that got hit by his car. All right, there is some kooky stuff going on. All I'm saying, whenever we talk about any of these things, is assume something kooky could happen. Have that, if you don't even have the spidey sense, have that awareness and that readiness. You know, my husband used to work for a police department when he was in college, and you know, many of my friends who are officers, you know, they're just ready. They're just ready, you know? I mean, they have their, you know, they have a concealed weapon. They know about corners. They know about alleys. They, you know, they have a sense of awareness where to walk on the sidewalk. Except, like, for example, many of you that walk and run, you know there's a way you're supposed to walk and run, right? All right, or bicycle, for example. If you bicycle, you bicycle with the traffic. Yet if you walk, you walk against the traffic, right? Why? So then you can make sure nobody comes up and grabs you. You walk against the traffic so you can see who's coming at you. So things like that for safety. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. A lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Mama doesn't like being sick. Mama doesn't feel too good. But you want to know what? I can't just sit home, sitting there feeling sorry for myself for not feeling too good. For those of you that joined us just a little bit late, I am suffering from a couple little itises. Tonsillitis, sinusitis, bronchitis. Remember, itis just means inflammation of something. No urethritis. Those were my college days. So I apologize if I don't sound as sexy as I usually do. I want to get as much information as I can, and then I'm probably going to play hooky and leave a little early so nobody else has to listen to the snot, because it's just a dripping. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hello.
Hello, Doc. My name is Anthony. I'm a truck driver. I listen to you on a regular basis.
Yeehaw!
I may be complaining about having a cold. Something I'd like to recommend, intravenous vitamin C, high dosage. Take a look at it. Tell me over the radio what you think about it.
IV vitamin C. IV vitamin C, pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. You know how we pop vitamin C pills and they tell you don't overtake vitamin C pills because the chalkiness could cause kidney stones? They've been working on vitamin C for decades. I remember reading about it years ago because one of my medical partners went into homeopathy, was looking at IV chelation, and when I was trying to learn about IV chelation, I was learning about IV vitamin C. So we're talking back in the 70s, but from what I understand, it wasn't really studied and investigated for colds. Even though you'd think the absorption would be better of the ascorbic acid through IV, it was more studied for cancer. Hasn't taken off like a lot of us thought it would be. We found this was kind of cool. Good topic. Vitamin C was found to kill cancer cells given intravenously. But I don't know if, you know, studies ever proved it to be effective enough for the hematology oncology specialty to take it on as well as liability wise, you know. And so from what I understand, that's all still in limbo. I don't know of any oncologist that has been using IV vitamin C for that. In terms of colds, again, not enough data. I'm going to tell you guys something. We all make the mistake of once we get sick, then running to pop the vitamin C, running to get the orange juice in us, running to get the zinc. This is why, you know, there's still not a lot of studies saying go and get the zinc, even though we have seen some promising evidence that zinc right at cold onset could help. Vitamin C, you got to get the vitamin C in early. And by the way, thank you for the, you know, empathy. I really appreciate that, you guys. Love my truck. You see my truck driver? See? You guys are cool. Let me tell you. Oh, and my cab drivers, too. I haven't been hearing that much from my cab drivers because I think they've been pretty busy. And when they got a fare, they can't sit there on the phone. So my cabbies out there, God bless you guys as well. So, yeah, when you get sick, once you start feeling it, like yesterday I was on air, and remember my throat was a little scratchy, my nose was a little runny, you know, and, you know, Scott was like, oh, you know, you need some tea, blah, blah. And then, you know, at that point, when you start to feel that, you've already had viral replication, bacterial replication for days. So I go back and I figure out which patient got me sick. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's not going to, we're not going to have a very good talk next time around. Now, what are you going to do? I got to, you know, but I told you why I got sick. What keeps me from getting sick are my hot showers. If you're around anybody who was sick, you come home and you take a hot shower. It works for me over and over and over again. And my water heater blew, so we didn't have hot water for about 5 days. And that was just enough for an incubation period. So that's what happened there. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So this was interesting. Did you hear about this gentleman that, he lived in Ohio and he went to see The Dark Knight Rises. Okay. His name is Scott Smith, but he allegedly armed himself with a Glock, loaded 9mm Glock. I love shooting Glocks. They're very comfortable when I go to the shooting range. Love the Glock. Extra ammunition clips and 4 knives for his trip to the movie theater. 37 years old Scott Smith, of course, an off-duty police officer, thought something was odd with him coming in to, you know, with that bag. Apparently, he came in early, sat down, and the off-duty agent was like, something's not right. He said the reason why he had, you know, his weapons and gear was to protect himself. Right? And I don't know if anything's going to go with this and where this is going to go, but, you know, ever since the Colorado shooting, okay, and I'm sure it's going to come again after the horrific Wisconsin shooting as well, you're hearing more and more, well, this is why we need gun control. This is why we have to control guns. We have to, yeah, and you all know how I feel about it, right? The bad guys are still going to get the guns, okay? I don't want all us innocent people that want to protect ourselves to not have our weapons. Now, I know there's a lot of cookies out there. I get that. But, you know, if somebody wants to be an assassin, gun control or not, they're going to make it happen. Okay? And, you know, I'm not sure if this guy who was illegally carrying multiple weapons and a concealed weapons, he didn't get a CCW. I don't know if that really was the case. And, you know, he, you know, or was he somebody that wanted to, but, you know, go through the proper channel. You know, get your CCW, get whatever you need to do legally, but I don't think it's, I mean, you protect yourself. I mean, you know, during the Wild West, which what we find out wasn't really that Wild West, people weren't shooting each other all the time, you know, next to the saloons, but you carried a weapon to protect yourself. Why do we think we are any safer now in 2012 than we were back then? All right, people attack, people would bite, people jump, people raped, people murdered. You know, I love the fact that I am living in a country that allows me to protect my home and protect my family. I told you, one day I was up late, and I was working in my office, and I had the door open so the kitty cats could walk in and out. It was about 2 a.m. I heard somebody ruffling very close by. It was about, he sounded like somebody who was about 6 feet tall. Don't ask how you could pick up the height by sound, but he just sounded that way, so I thought it was my husband, because my husband was 6 feet tall. Right? So I decide to, you know, kind of look a little deeper. Something was funny, and then the alarm went off. Thank God we have a house alarm. So I just was very calm about it. I go, you know, don't worry, I got the shotgun. Right? So, you know, I go and get the shotgun, et cetera. Meanwhile, my husband's still asleep. The dog is still asleep. The dog. What the dog do? Cats, of course, hiding. Right? Everybody's still asleep. But, you know, I had the shotgun. I was ready to fire my warning shot, ready to fire whatever shots I had to do. He leaves. He ends up stealing a neighbor's car, ends up getting caught. Yeah, he ended up being 6 foot tall. Right? I bring up 6 feet because I don't know if I could have taken him. You know, I know some self-defense moves, but I don't think I could take on a 6 foot tall man. I'm 5'5" and a half. Right? Yeah, so I feel blessed that we have the right and we have the ability to arm ourselves. And I could protect my sleeping family if I had to. All right? Now, I mean, if you think I'm tough with a Glock, wait till you see my husband. All right? I mean, he's pretty, I mean, you know, but remember, okay, I mean, I come from a military family. We know how to use our weapons. We know how to clean our weapons. We know what we're doing. So, no, I don't think doing away with all weapons and gun control, kind of like pre-Nazi Germany era, is going to protect us. All right? How many of my family, how much of my family might not have been killed if they were able to have a weapon? Right? During that time, during the Holocaust. How many of all our Christian and Jewish ancestors? So, no. I say you protect yourself. But we have to have one hell of a better screening process. So a little more information about the Denver shooter, James Holmes, and his psychiatrist, Dr. Lynn Fenton. A Denver television station is reporting that the psychiatrist, Dr. Fenton, who took care of Mr. Holmes and at the University of Chicago, from what we understand, did ask University of Colorado police for a background check on the man 6 weeks ago. Didn't seem to go to Denver police. It doesn't sound like they did more than that, but from what we understand, she did talk to a campus police officer in early June that she had concerns about Holmes. So where did the breakdown occur? Was it with her? Should she have not gone to university police? Should she have gone to the main Denver PD? Was it the campus police officer? You know there's going to be a lot of finger pointing with this one. Somebody's going down on this one because James Holmes was receiving some sort of psychiatric care before he massacred, allegedly, multiple moviegoers during the Colorado shooting July 20th, during the Dark Knight Batman movie. So, you know, where is the breakdown? And I think the one thing that this highlights is we have no concrete, consistent, effective system for what to do if you have the heebie-jeebies about something or your spidey sense kicks in. And it's a shame. So we do know that the doctor did have some concerns. All right. So there were some red flags. She talked to colleagues and she talked to university police. Obviously wasn't enough. All right. Where was the breakdown in the system? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For any of you that are on Facebook and have a Facebook account, don't forget when you're kind of fiddling around on it to find the Dr. Dolly Show. We have a page. There's a few pages. It's always interesting when I see people put up extra pages. You know, our practice has a page. I never put that one up. There's a couple Dr. Dahlia pages, but find the largest one. That's the one that I go on, and you could tell because you see me writing. Find us, link to it, so we could connect. Also, please find us on Twitter so we could connect there as well. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle working the dials. And, again, thank you all for putting up with my cold. It's kind of been a rough one, and I apologize for my voice not sounding as sexy. We were spending a good amount of time yesterday talking about how people really quit smoking. CDC was really excited and touting how they feel they were able to stop many people from smoking from, you know, playing those horrific, obnoxious ads. And from what we understand, they want to put in another, what, $54 million into the program to put more ads out. So I opened up the question to our callers, you know, did those ads, did any of you quit smoking because of those ads? You know, and if you did quit smoking, what was it? Nicotine gum, nicotine patch, nicotine inhaler, Dr. Dahlia's show, etc. So I want to play a couple of your comments. Also, I want to just quickly review what foods you could eat to help some of your cravings, okay? Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, I was just listening and about your smoking segment. Almost 2 years ago, I quit smoking, and it wasn't because of all the ads I was seeing on TV. I was well aware of all the health risks. Plain and simple, the number one reason why I quit smoking is too damned much. I was spending just about $12 a day and a pack and a half of cigarettes every day. 7 days a week. I couldn't afford it anymore, so I had no other choice but to quit smoking. And so I just heard you talk about it on the radio. I figured I'd chime in and let you know that it ain't the government that can take credit for people quitting smoking. It's
Well, they will.
Because the government, you know, tax on tax, tax, tax. Thank you. I enjoy the show. Keep it up.
So, guys, yeah, keep those comments coming. Thank you. I know you called in when we couldn't be live. Love your comment. Great point. You know, the government's going to take this and the momentum from it, and they're going to start taxing our sodas. They're going to start taxing our Twinkies. They're going to tax a lot of stuff. I don't think that's the answer. I mean, I got to be honest, all right? I'm a doctor. I want everybody smoke-free if they can. Okay, I don't like smoking. Yes, we did discuss there are some very rare cases where smoking has been found to be beneficial with, I guess, ulcerative colitis. They don't seem to find that with smokers. They don't seem to find Parkinson's as much in smokers. But for the most part, the medical community takes the stand, no smoking, okay? All right, no smoking. We could find other ways to prevent you guys from having ulcerative colitis and Parkinson's disease. That was an interesting segment when we talked about benefits of smoking. But I mean, I do just feel unsettled thinking that the government can control our behavior by taxing us. I mean, I see what my patients are paying for cigarettes. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, the cost of the cigarettes. And even though I don't like smoking, and yes, I don't, you know, the end result is a positive, something just, you know, makes the hair on the back of my neck and the front of my lip stand on edge, you know, how government can control that. It just bothers me. I mean, you know, if they're able to tax the heck out of one product, who's to stop them from another product? Now, really quickly, let's say you're trying to smoke, try to quit smoking. There are many sites on the internet. I'm looking right now at healthtipsandlifestyle.com. There's many different sites, but I notice they all seem to agree on the same. Foods high in vitamin C, like strawberries, grapefruit, broccoli, could help with temptation. So you start to crave smoking, stick an orange in your mouth. Maybe stick a strawberry in your mouth. Pineapple juice, grape juice, etc. They say yogurt, cheese, your dairy may make cigarettes taste a little bitter. So that could also help your cravings. Celery is a biggie. All right, you start to get a little nervous. You start to go through nicotine withdrawal. Start chewing on some celery. Cinnamon, spinach, raisins are a good one. I always tell my patients who are trying to quit smoking, have some raisins around. Almonds. Now, remember, foods high in vitamin C, potatoes. All right, again, watch the cholesterol, watch your weight gain, but those could help with cravings. Vanilla, they say corn, brown rice, and, of course, water. Walk around with that bottled water. Now, avoid alcohol. Avoid red meat. That's going to make you crave more. Avoid chicken, eggs, blueberries, they even say. Coffee. We tell you time and time again, if you're trying to quit smoking, you don't want to go to the coffee. Because the coffee is going to stimulate that nicotine withdrawal even more. And again, we don't want you to swap alcohol for cigarettes, so don't go to the alcohol either. Certain nuts will do it as well. Lentils nobody seems to like. All right, let's go back to the phone lines on how you quit smoking. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yeah, I switched from cigarettes to electronic cigarettes because of price. It had nothing to do with advertisements or anything else. It was just getting too expensive. And there's so many different choices nowadays on kinds of electronic, well, smoking, even different devices, that it's a lot cheaper. And I don't even use nicotine anymore. They make different, what they call juices, things like that, that have no nicotine in them. But I just still light my pipe. They make electronic pipes. And I've had one for so long that I still like to take it out in the evening, sit out on the porch, and puff at my pipe and talk to my neighbors. But I just have no nicotine in it. So there you have it. Thanks, Doc Dolly. Love your show.
Thank you for your call. The very first time I tried a cigar was, believe it or not, on my honeymoon. No giggles. It wasn't a Monica Lewinsky type thing. We went to Cancun for our honeymoon. We got a great deal. I was a medical student at the time. Wedding was going to cost too much, so we made the wedding kind of cheap, and we used the money for the honeymoon, which is what I recommend to all of you. You don't have to put all that money into the wedding because you don't even get to sit and enjoy it. You got to take pictures. You got to talk to the family. All right, put the money towards your honeymoon. So we went to Cancun, Mexico. And my, I never really got to travel much before I got married. So, I mean, this was really exotic, and we were sitting out on the beach, and my husband, handed me a cigar, and he said, you know, try it, you dip it in some brandy. And I thought I would hate it. I thought I would think it would be the most disgusting thing. And there was something relaxing to it. You know, and it was very easy for me, as a medical student, to judge, look down at my patients, going, oh, you smoke, you shouldn't be smoking, there's no sense to it, whatever. You know, but after, you know, trying the cigar, I'm like, I mean, I understand why a lot of people do it. You know, I've never really smoked a cigar after that. There was really no reason to. And in my cancer-prone family, the last thing I need is to give my body any excuse. But, the whole idea of this pipe and the cigar, because, you know, my, grandfathers, that's what they used to do. You just kicked back with your pipe and the cigar, and the smell, you know, wasn't a putrid smell. It smelled like grandpa. You know, it smelled good. That was grandpa's smell, pipe. So there's something relaxing, nostalgic about it. And we had talked about, earlier in the week that many people that are leaving cigarettes are just going to cigars and pipe smoking. Again, you still have the lung cancer risk. You know, the only reason why you'll hear people say, no, but, you know, I smoke a pipe, I smoke a cigar, so it's not that bad. The only, from what I understand, evidence to that would be because you're not smoking it as often as a cigarette. You know, if you're doing a once in a blue moon cigar, you're getting less of the toxins. All right, don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, I apologize for the cold and my not sounding up to par. I'm going to be probably cutting out early. You could still email me with your questions because whenever I'm sick, I don't sleep well, so I know I'm going to be up in the middle of the night. I can at least answer your questions. Big shout out to Sandy W., who just joined our Facebook page, Ken C., Janine, Howard, John M., MJ, Hamid, Curtis, Betty, Christopher, Janice. Keep them coming, guys. I think I really want to use Facebook and Twitter a lot more than I have to be able to connect, answer questions, and do more than we're doing. I mean, we might as well. We're being accused if we don't have a Facebook account that we're psychopaths anyway. So, I mean, if I'm going to use it, I'm going to use it, and I'm going to do it right. Okay, so what's been going on here with the latest in healthcare? All right, so this whole free birth control controversy finally came to play last week when women were allowed to have free birth control, quote-unquote, free birth control, free pap smears, free domestic abuse counseling, free HIV screening, etc. But from what we understand, millions of women are still not getting their freebie stuff. Why? Well, because they don't have private insurance. The only people getting the free birth control, you know, where the $10 copay is now null and void, or your deductible for a pap smear is now done away with, are people that have active insurance. All right, you can't walk up to a pharmacy, you know, without insurance and get that birth control. You can't walk into a lab and get your free HIV screen. You still need a doctor's visit. You still need a doctor's prescription. So many women who I was surprised, this is why I've been kind of critical of this. I think people were promised things and they really didn't understand what they were going to get and what they weren't going to get. All right. Remember, the main purpose of the Affordable Health Care Act was to insure millions of Americans that didn't have insurance. Okay. Offering free birth control was nice. It's the maraschino cherry in your tequila sunrise. It's nice. I get that. You know, it's nice. But it's not really solving the problem. Okay? It's not solving the problem. We have millions of women here thinking, all right, they were going to get free birth control. No. You still have to go to the doctor. But I don't have health insurance. I know. That's the problem. We want people becoming insured. That was the whole purpose of the Affordable Health Care Act. And no. Remember, while Obama and Pelosi and Sebelius were so busy trying to promise free health care for all and health care for all, etc., so that they could, you know, stay in office for another term, nobody realized we need to figure out how to maintain the health insurance. We're in this mess because many of us lost our health insurance. Many of us had jobs. We don't have jobs anymore. We had health insurance, and we don't have health insurance anymore. Nobody has addressed or concentrated on the fact that we need to figure out a way to maintain health insurance. What good is mandating an employer to purchase your health insurance if he could turn around and fire you the next day? So where we're at now are women who had health insurance, which weren't really the group that was the primary focus of the Affordable Health Care Act. Like I said, it's nice. I'm glad my patients don't have to pay out of pocket for pap smears. I mean, they're already paying up the yin-yang for the premium, so that's good. It's a positive. But, at what price? We still don't have uninsured women getting access to health care. We aren't having uninsured men get access to health care. We're having less services covered for our men and our women. Can somebody please tell me what we did, what we did, and at what price, at what cost? Now, something you're going to be hearing more and more of is hospital overcrowding. Now, the Huffington Post Los Angeles writes how California hospital overcrowding is disproportionately affecting minority patients. And what's basically happening is when ambulances are picking up patients, and as they go to hospitals, county hospitals, especially for people that could be underinsured or uninsured, the hospitals are diverting them elsewhere. Their ER is slammed. Maybe their hospital doesn't offer what needs to be done. I mean, for example, when I was an ER doc in Lake Havasu, if I couldn't, if I couldn't send patients to Bullhead or Kingman, I had to divert them to Phoenix. If I needed neurosurgery when I had cervical spine fractures down in Lake Havasu from the boating accident, I had to ship them up to Las Vegas. Depending on where the neurosurgeon was, etc. What we're finding is a whole vicious cycle now, and a snowball effect of issues happening with these ERs. Okay? Patients still don't have health insurance. So where do they go? They go to the ER. The ERs are being crowded. All right? Emergency rooms in less fancy schmancy areas, okay, may not be making the income that they need to continue certain treatments and certain programs. You live in an underserved area. You get picked up by an ambulance. The ambulance wants to take you to the hospital. They're overcrowded. They don't have enough staff. They don't have enough beds. They can't build anymore because they're not making money. And they may not now have the cardiac or the neurological services or orthopedic services that you need. They may not be a level one trauma center. And now you get diverted. And people that get diverted in the ambulance have less chance of survival. It's time and time again. So this ambulance diversion thing that you're going to start hearing is just another cog in this whole healthcare wheel that needs to be fixed and addressed, and it's not. We have not done anything about the ER overcrowding. And in fact, it's predicted that once Medicaid does expand, we're going to see more ER overcrowding because there's not enough doctors to see Medicaid patients. Medicaid patients call up, "Oh, I'm sorry, we don't have a visit for another month." All right, because many doctors don't like taking Medicaid. They don't get paid by Medicaid. If Medicaid decides not to pay you, you can't bill the patient. Medicaid doesn't pay for services you need to order. And if you can't order those services, you can't protect the patient and you can't protect yourself. So not a lot of doctors take Medicaids, and those that do, some like to limit the numbers they take in their practice. So what happens if Medicaid expands? And again, I don't think that's a horrible thing. I mean, I'd love everybody getting some sort of coverage. And if Medicaid could expand, great. But remember, okay, we can't be naive. Just because we force a state to expand Medicaid when they're cash-strapped doesn't mean these Medicaid patients are going to get everything they need. And if they can't get into the doctor and they're feeling crummy and crappy, they're going to go to the ER. ER overcrowding is huge. I did not see in the affordable health care law, and I read it, anything in terms of planning what to do about our hospital issues. The only thing we've picked up was hospitals are going to get penalized for readmissions. All right, and we already saw some of the sequelae of that, right? Hospitals will be penalized by Medicare up to 1% to 3% of their total Medicare payments that they get per year, which could be huge, tens of thousands of dollars for some of these hospitals, if patients get readmitted. So rather than not readmitting patients and making sure they get full court press, which hospitals can't do if they don't have the money, they're leaving these Medicare patients in the ER, so they never get admitted to begin with. All right. I mean, we're seeing this very negative snowball effect, and I don't see where the Affordable Health Care Act is fixing it. And we need to identify this early, not because we want to rip on the Obama administration. This doesn't have anything to do with any current administration. We have a significant problem here where ERs are overcrowded. People have multiple hour waits in the ER. Some of them are dying in the waiting rooms. All right. If you're being picked up and you're being taken to a hospital, you're being diverted somewhere else because that hospital can't take you. And what was planned and what we are going to be taxed significantly for doesn't even address some of the huge issues. So we don't have all our underserved women and underinsured men getting health care like we were promised. We aren't having ER services, and we're about to be taxed for this. Am I the only one that finds that a little frustrating? All right, guys. Again, thank you for putting up with me today. I apologize if you're going to hear some reruns. I got to get out of here and get myself well. But I will be back tomorrow, God willing. And you all be safe. And don't get sick either, okay? God bless.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.